We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Mark Hubbard. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How about yourself?
Doing great myself. Awesome. Mark, what have you been up to lately?
Wow, sir. Just actually preparing and getting ready to release my new single called Faith Fell Not. Just been working really hard on the new project. I did a recording session this past October with my reunion choir, which was an awesome success. And so our first single is coming out, which is called, it's entitled Faith Fell Not.
Okay, tell us about that new single.
Oh, wow. It's really just a part of my testimony. Whenever I'm looking for songs, I always look for songs that will encourage the body of Christ, not only myself, but the body of Christ. And it's just a song that was written by my godbrother. His name is Tom Ross. And it's just an encouraging message, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like. You know, sometimes our faith will get a little weary. Sometimes we want to give up. And sometimes, if we be honest with ourselves, we do give up. But if you just hold on to your faith, God will come through for you every time.
You are a Grammy-nominated artist. Tell us, how did that feel when you found out that you were nominated for a Grammy?
Awesome. It was like one of the best experiences in my entire life. You know, it's your dream to actually make an accomplishment like that. So it was definitely awesome. I definitely was excited and definitely still a great excitement in my life as we speak.
Let's talk a little bit about choir music. How hard is it keeping a choir together?
Well, it's really difficult nowadays because, you know, our industry and our music has changed towards praise and worship now. And so, therefore, it's a little difficult to be, you know, we still have people like myself, Hezekiah Walker, Ricky Diller, Donna Lawrence, Dexter Walker, Michael Williams, just a lot of choir directors who are still really, really adamant about keeping the choir music alive because it's nothing like having a good choir song, a good church song on a Sunday morning. I love praise and worship. I'm 100% love praise and worship, but I like to have my tambourine, and I like to have my scrub board, and I like clapping, you know, and just get that three-part harmony big choir sound. Every now and then you need to have that. So we're keeping it strong. You know, again, like I said, we're in the industry now where praise and worship is really a strong entity as it relates to music, but choir music is still alive. It's still yet alive.
What difference will we see in this new recording from, say, a different level?
You'll hear a more mature sound. As the years have went past, we've gotten a little older, a little wiser, and we've developed a more of a mature sound vocally. Again, and the way we approach our music right now is sort of different. This single, as well as also related to the rest of the music that's on the record, is something for everybody. It hits the praise and worship. It hits the traditional. It hits the contemporary. It even gives you a little quartet feel as well. But with this new single, it starts off praise and worship, but then it also takes you to church. So everybody is able to agree and everybody is able to relate to what they're listening to and what they're hearing.
How would you describe Mark Hubbard's music?
I would describe Mark Hubbard's music as uplifting, encouraging, and just something for the body of Christ, just to keep them motivated and keep them knowing that God is always in control.
Why is it important to minister to folk through song?
It's important because I know the Word of God is definitely, you know, the preached Word of God is definitely the first and most important aspect, but sometimes, you know, we can't get an opportunity to get to a scripture or get to a sermon, but everybody listens to music, and I think it's very important, definitely, if you keep the Word of God and keep the message strong about Jesus Christ, it's very important that we continue to minister to music because everybody loves music, some form of music. Music touches the heart and soul of everyone, so it's very important because it's a really great aspect of how we reach the body of Christ, and it's just how we reach people, period. So it's very important that we continue to minister to music.
Once again, when can we expect your new single to drop, and will the album drop shortly after?
The new single will drop March 24th. March 24th. We're so excited on all digital outlets. March 24th drop, and then the project will either drop November of this year or the first quarter of next year.
You mentioned digital outlets. How important now is it for an artist? Because back in the day, you know, you may do a radio interview or you get your song on radio. But now not only is radio important, but it is very important to hit those digital outlets. How important is that to you, Mark?
It's very important because that's where the industry is now. That's where the world is now. We've changed it to a social media world. I mean, if you're not on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, social media, you're really out of tune of what's going on in society these days. And, you know, music itself is now transferred over to iTunes, Google Play, and all those sort of Spotify, all those type of industries of outlets of music. So that's where people are going now to get music. And, we used to have back in our day, corner, we had 45s and LPs. So now it's easy access. So you have digital is very important. It counts for sales, and that's how the industry now is going. So it's very important to all artists that you have some sort of digital presence when you're releasing your music.
How can your fans reach out to you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Oh, they can reach me on Facebook at Mark Hubbard. Instagram and Twitter is MarkHubbard1015. That's MarkHubbard1015, and that's where they can reach me at, and I'm there all the time. If you reach out to me, I'll definitely hit you back. No one monitors my page. I monitor my own page, and I get right back to you because I believe in supporting the people who support me. So I'm reachable. I'm touchable. I'll definitely talk to you. I love talking to people. I'm a people person.
And, Mark, what's a message you would like to leave your fans, something inspirational?
My message, as I tell everybody all the time, you know, I was in a position where I gave up and I thought I had lost everything. I lost all hope. But my inspiration to message to everybody is that if you hold on to the word of God and know that no matter you may not be able to see him, may not be able to trace his hand, but you can always trust his heart and know that he's always by your side. He's always there to take care of you. So hold on to what you know. Hold on to knowing that God is always there and he will always come through for you. And again, don't let your faith fail, because God won't fail you.
It is our guest, Mark Hubbard. Mark, thanks for coming along, and thanks for being a part of the Gospel Spotlight.
Man, no, thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate all that you do for the body of Christ, and you're a great aspect. And look, keep up the good work, man. Again, thank you so much for allowing me to interview with you.
Thank you so much. It is our guest, Mark Hubbard, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.